Welcome back to NAFS Monologue. Today I have with me Callie, and she is a dark fantasy writer. Can you tell us a little bit about her, why you started writing, and how long you've been doing this for?
My name is Callie. My author name is Casey Wassum. I've started writing when I was like 6 or 7, so I've wanted to be an author forever. And I fell out of it for a little bit because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have 4 kids. But this last year, I decided to just go for it and write the book. I already had the characters and the main plot from a story that I had when I was 13. I worked off of that. And yeah,
I love that. I've noticed that a lot of writers still have these stories that they'll start writing like 2, 4, 5 years ago, and then they'll reflect back on those writings and say, hey, I can turn this into a novel. I can just expand on this. When you look back on the story you wrote when you were 13, were you just scrolling through old diaries, or how did you come across it?
Yeah, I definitely looked back on my old writing, and it was not good. The plot didn't make sense, and most of it didn't make sense. I mostly just took the characters because I loved them so much, and they haven't changed a whole lot since then. And so I started with that and then built the world for them.
I love that. Just taking the elements that you love about your writing and then expanding on those and keeping those, because those characters are great. And if you can resonate with those characters, then you might as well include them in your book. So how did you go about developing the plot, redeveloping it, editing it, and keeping those characters true to what they originally were?
I'm definitely like half plotter, half pantser. So a lot of things I had to figure it out along the way. I knew where I wanted the story to begin. Like, I knew how I wanted it to start, and I knew that I wanted it to be fantasy, but I also knew that I wanted science fiction elements because of how the story starts, because the main character wakes up in like a laboratory. And so I just started with those base things. And my husband, he's also a dungeon master for Dungeons and Dragons. And so he helped me a lot with all my little inconsistencies and plot holes. It started off as a wreck, but lots of editing.
Okay, so walk me through your writing process. Once you start, do you vision the scene in your mind and then start writing it out? Or do you just start writing and then go back, tweak and edit it until it makes sense?
I definitely, when I write scenes, I see it like movie scenes in my head and I'll write it out. And then I typically just, like my first draft, I will just write it. Just even if things, I know there's plot holes along the way, I'll just get everything down on paper. And then I go through an editing process to take out pieces that don't make sense or add things to make it all fit together. And I'm very messy the way I do everything. But my first drafts are always really bad. But
how long did it take you to write your first draft?
I want to say the first draft took me like 6 months, 7 months maybe. And then about the same amount of time editing, about 6 months editing.
And do you usually write every day, or do you space it out every week, or is it just whenever you have time?
I usually write every day, but I try to take breaks because I tend to just sometimes hyperfixate and I'll be up way too long, like 3 p.m.
Have you noticed that writing every day just helps you exercise that skill, your writing skills, and does it help you become a better writer?
Definitely, because I was scared to start writing again, because when I started my first draft, it had been years since I'd even tried to write a story. And when I was 13, I wasn't the best writer. And so I was worried it was going to be terrible. And the first draft wasn't very good, but the more I wrote, I feel like I found my style, because that was the hardest part for me, is I didn't really know what my writing style was. It's like when people try to ask in the beginning, they were like, oh, what are comparative titles to your book, or who do you think you write? I never knew what to say.
That's wonderful that you are so like uniquely yourself. You don't know who to compare yourself to in terms of writing. But did you have any influences when starting writing your book? Did you think, oh, I'd like it to be in this genre and similar to this author and not be exactly like them, but draw from different authors?
I didn't read a lot in the first, when I wrote the first draft, because every time I picked up a book when I was writing my first draft, I just found myself comparing myself to the authors, and it made it hard to write it. But I put it away for a little bit after the first draft, and I read the Shadow and Bone series.
Now, especially with creatives, sometimes they compare themselves to other artists, and you can't compare an apple to an orange, right? They're completely different. And it's just, if you're trying to compare yourself, say, oh, maybe I like the tone of voice that this author used, or I like the words that he or she used, or how she thinks. And I don't do that in my novel, and why aren't I better? But sometimes it's, maybe those aren't your strengths. You have different strengths. And do you, when you're writing, do you think maybe I should go back and edit this, or have you, what stage do you receive back for your writing?
I feel like definitely going back and looking when it came to descriptors and stuff like that, and dialogue was a lot of the stuff that I realized I needed work on when I went back. And now that my book is released, that's one of the biggest compliments I've received. Oh, the descriptions are great. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness, because that was my biggest weakness in the beginning of this.
No, I love how you place so much emphasis on that weakness, and then it turned out to be a strength. Did you get feedback from your friends or your family members while you were writing the book? So did you get feedback in the beginning stages on the first draft and then maybe take it to different people? Or was it while you were actually writing the book?
I got two beta readers, and I didn't want to have any biased opinions from friends or family because they don't want to tell me it's bad. I know that if it was bad, they probably wouldn't tell me. So I ended up getting two beta readers off of Fiverr, and they did a reader report for me. It changed everything for me because they pointed out all the plot holes, all the inconsistencies, and it helped so much. And then when I was done with my first draft, I sent my book to a literary agent, and she sent me a very nice long email back that told me this book has a lot of potential. And I feel like if you keep working on it, it could go somewhere. And she told me that I was really had a lot of too much telling. So I needed more showing versus telling. And that was when I was struggling with descriptions. And then I did a lot of research on that and then started reading more. And that helped. And it definitely just made it a whole different book in the end.
Yes. It's funny how if you get a good beta reader, or you get somebody who can give you feedback on your work, that's like getting education at the same time that you're writing, because you never get that sort of constructive feedback if you were to do, you know, an English course unless you had somebody sitting there with you the entire time marking it. But when you're writing a book, it's like you're learning at the same time, because editing, you're doing this, you're taking out descriptions, putting other words in, changing it up. And you said it was a chaotic process. Were there points where you thought, oh, I can't do this anymore, I want to throw it away, I just want to be done? And how do you persevere through that?
There is definitely moments where I felt like that, especially where I will have highs and lows where one day I would think this story is great, I think people will love it because I love it. And then a few days later, it'd be the opposite. This is terrible. What if I'm just wasting my time and nobody likes it? And I always think back about my younger self, because she had so much confidence and she believed in herself. I really believed that these characters would make it and that this story was a great story. So I'm trying to just be that person again, but also being able to take criticism so I can improve.
Now, that's a wonderful way to look at it. I'm wondering, you write in dark fantasy, was that your original idea to be in that genre, or did you just think, I have these characters and it fits more into the dark fantasy genre?
Most of my favorite books are dark fantasy, and I actually, like, since I fell out of reading and fell out of writing for a little while, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, but I didn't realize that there was all the subgenres. I thought fantasy was just fantasy and science fiction was just science fiction. And when I started writing my story, then I realized that it fell into that category. And so then I realized there was all these different subgenres of fantasy. And the last time I read, was reading and writing before this, I was like 12, 13. That was before book talk and all that.
And I just wanted to ask, when you're writing your book and you have it in a subgenre like dark fantasy, how often do you think about what the readers would want and catering it towards that audience?
I definitely try to keep the spooky level high because I've seen a lot of posts how people really love like spooky forests and all the things in dark fantasy. And I had incorporated a spooky forest in mine, and all the things that I love in a dark fantasy, I tried to incorporate some way in my own way, obviously, but.
No, I love how I looked at what other people loved and what they were reading. I think you incorporated that into your own writing. When you're giving advice to other authors, writers out there, would you say to go and study your book?
You buffered out just a little bit towards the end. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just saying, would you suggest going, if you were an author or writer, would you suggest going and seeing what your readers in that subgenre would like or be interested in?
I would say that it's definitely helpful for inspiration, because that's what I try to do when I write my book, is I definitely look to other authors for inspiration. But the biggest thing is there's lots of books where you read a book and you think what's going to happen and you start coming up with your own theories. And sometimes that kind of stuff gives me ideas too when I'm reading other books. And I get so worried that people will think I'm copying other authors when I get inspiration. So that's one of the reasons I don't read very much when I'm writing my first draft, because
you don't want like pieces of the books that you're reading to somehow show up in your writing.
Yeah, which I feel like sometimes that's inevitable though, because people will say that, oh, my book is a mashup of this book and this book. And so there's nothing wrong with taking inspiration from other authors, obviously, but I get so scared because I am scared of people and their bad reviews. I feel like no author likes to admit it, but I always get terrified that someone will be like, oh, this is a knockoff of this book or whatever.
So if you don't, where do you get your inspiration from? Is it from everyday life, people that you see, or?
Watch a lot of anime. So that helps a lot because definitely have a lot of action scenes and monsters and all those kind of things. And I watch a lot of horror, dark anime stuff a lot. So that helps.
And what would you say has been the most difficult thing from writing your book, publishing it, even like marketing and trying to get people to read it? What has been the most difficult obstacle that you've had to overcome?
I would say marketing is definitely one of my top. I feel like I'm a very awkward person, and so I just suck at talking with people. It's just like this. I've been worried for this interview all morning because, I don't know, it's like I'm really bad with words in person, and then somehow I can write.
That's normal for a lot of writers. Just this, that being able to communicate with your words, talking verbally, but then when you go and you write it, it blows all up.
So, like, definitely having to be more social with people and put myself out there has been one of the hardest parts, because I don't know. It's so much easier when you're behind a screen and just, like, typing to people. I've had to do videos and try to talk to people about putting my book in their store or doing a book signing, and scary.
Have you done book signings recently, or are you going to in the future?
I am trying to do one in my town, and so I'm hopefully I can do that soon.
Yes. No, that's wonderful, because I know a lot of authors that I've talked to, they've done book signings, and they've just said it's been like the most amazing experience they've had, because they've had people actually come and see their work, and they've been able to talk to them. So I wish you luck on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about the idea, but I'm also nervous. It's like when someone asks me, like, what's your book about? I feel like my brain just, I'm like, I don't know.
You have to read it to find out.
Like, I don't, just coming up with the little blurb on the back took me like 2 weeks.
No, but I love how much attention to detail, attentive you are to the minor details, because I know a lot of creatives get caught up in those details. And it's just, how do you go about not being a self-critic and actually getting work done and not being a perfectionist?
It's hard for me. I really struggle with that, because sometimes I even look back at this book, and even though it's published now and I can't touch it anymore, and I've had lots of good reviews on it, sometimes I still just, you know, I'll just be like, oh, what if I could have done this differently, or what if I could have done that differently? But I'm working on that. I'm trying to just, I don't know, be more happy with myself and my work, but...
Talking about the book signing, so I wanted to know, how about the cover design of your book, and then just the getting everything in the right format? How did you decide on what cover you wanted for your book?
Oh, that part I was very excited about. And I came up with the title before the cover because I figured I wanted to drop hints about everything. And so after I had my title, I knew that I wanted there to be wings on the cover. And I love when books do Easter eggs, things that are in the book on the cover, even if it's subtle. And so everything that's on the cover is important somehow in the book. Yeah. And so
that's amazing. Just having those little Easter eggs, those things on your cover. That took a lot of planning, I'm assuming.
I came up with the cover pretty quickly. I had this vision in my mind, and I told him what I wanted. And at first it was only going to be the wings on the cover and not the sword and the snake. But then I thought it would look cooler that way. So he had already started the cover, my artist. And I messaged him like, wait, please, can you add something? I just feel like it would look more complete this way. And he definitely did a great job. So
that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode. Can you tell us about where our audience can go and read your book, where they can find it, if you have a website or some social media channel?
I am working on a website, so that's not up yet, but it will be soon. But I do have Instagram, and I just made a TikTok. And it's the same as my Instagram handle, the author Casey Wassum. And for my book, it's on Barnes & Nobles in Amazon, and it's also on Kindle Unlimited. And that's it for now. But I'm hoping to see if I can actually get it in the Barnes & Noble store eventually.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you so much for our audience for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please do check Kaylee out. And also, please share this with a friend or family member.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you.